ho, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another exciting episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm Amelia Dalton, your hostess from eejournal.com, and this week I've got a BeagleBone Black to give away to one lucky listener, courtesy of our sponsor, Newark Element 14. Oh yes, head on over to element14.com/fishfry so you can enter to win, or click that link on this week's Fish Frying page. All right, folks, hold on tight, fasten your seatbelts, and whatever you do, do not keep your arms and hands inside the car at all times. We've got an interview doubleheader for you this week. So first up, join me as I chat with Bob Smith from Uniquify. We're going to get into some serious DDR IP business.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Bob.
Well, thanks for having me here. It's good to see you again. It's been a year. A year and several states, I think.
So first off, for my audience who doesn't know, what does Uniquify do?
Sure. We're in two different businesses. We do design services. So we design SoCs, and that can mean everything from speccing them to doing the logic design, doing the physical design, getting the tape out, and then for some customers, we actually manage all the manufacturing. So that's a big chunk of our business. And then we have an IP business that's focused on DDR IP. And we've been out with that now for a couple of years, have got a lot of customers that have signed on to that program and have real distinct advantage over everybody else in the market. So it's been a real fun product line to market.
So let's talk about that DDR support that you guys, your DDR IP rather. You recently had a symposia, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We did... We decided we wanted to share with engineers technical details about how DDR works, the challenges of designing with it, and this special circuitry that we've developed and patented that's in our DDR and nobody else's. So last fall, we came up with a concept of doing a symposium where we'd invite engineers in for half a day, and we'd give them not, you know, a bunch of fluffy marketing pitches, but we'd get our chief architect and our CTO to give talks and then bring in customers to talk too. You know, designers, design managers, to talk about their war stories and so forth with DDR. And so we did the first one in Santa Clara in February, and it was very popular. And then I took it to, just recently we were in Korea and in Taiwan, where we, in both cases, had double the attendance we'd planned on. Pretty neat to see the level of interest. For us, it's getting the word out. It's helping people, you know, we're a small company, brand the company. And next off, we are going to be doing them in China. And then we're coming back to the U.S. We actually are going to do one here in Austin and another one back in the Bay Area.
So, Bob, let's talk about your relationship with LG. That sounded interesting.
Yeah, LG is a great, I'm going to say the word partner because we do a lot with them. We had an early win with this DDR last year. LG makes, as among other things, they make HDTVs, and they were having returns on one of their model lines. Sets were coming back with problems that they finally traced to the DDR memory. They further took it in the lab and figured out that, you know, with the TV, you don't know where the consumer is going to place it. I mean, somebody puts it on a table, somebody else will shoehorn it into a cabinet with no ventilation, and apparently the sets that were getting hot, they were getting warm enough that the DDR was drifting basically out of its timing spec, and so there are all these memory misses. So LG took this chip and modified it and added our DDR-Fi to it and left the other one there so that they could compare and put it back in the lab, you know, fabricated it, put it back in the lab, and basically told us we couldn't make it fail. We couldn't make yours fail. So that kind of became our big win, and subsequently all the chips, all the new chips that are coming out for the new TVs all have Uniquify DDR in them. They were also kind enough to give us a quote in a press release, and as a system company, what's really important to them is reliability, because without reliability, then, you know, you get a black eye, consumers don't like your product. So they said, ultimately, that's what they really care about is system reliability, and that's why they chose this.
That is awesome. So, Bob, everyone I know in this industry flies a lot. Where is the best place in the world to travel to, in your opinion?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. I will tell you, I'm a little bit partial to the Caribbean. There's a number of islands there, in particular Barbados, that I really like. But I like traveling everywhere. In fact, I'd really like to go to South America someday. I've never been there. But flying to the Caribbean is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm particular for Singapore. That's my last favorite place I've been to. I think that's all I have time for today. Bob, thank you so much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Yeah, good to see you, and look forward to seeing you again.
Next up, let's chat with Adrian Valenzuela, Marketing Director, Sitara ARM Processors at Texas Instruments. Now, folks, sometimes I get kind of, well, how to put this, interviews that are a bit more exciting than usual. Maybe it's the subject matter, maybe it's the hot button issue at hand, or maybe it's the sheer amount of caffeine recently consumed. And then, well, there are a small number of guests who are just ready to rumble. And Adrian was one of those guests. When I was introduced to Adrian, I knew we were going toe-to-toe. There'd be shenanigans in store. There was going to be some bronco-busting, one might say, or perhaps another B-word-busting. Anyway, please check it out. Join us as we talk a whole lot about the BeagleBone Black and a little bit about Texas. Yeehaw!
Thank you so much for joining me today, Adrian.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right, Adrian, let's talk about BeagleBone. Tell me about the BeagleBone and who should want it and why we should buy it.
Yeah, that's right. So we announced the BeagleBone Black, the latest of the series of the BeagleBoard family. BeagleBoard.org has been around for about 5 years, and this one is really breaking the mold by upping the performance and also dramatically cutting the price. So put simply, it's a 1 GHz Cortex A8 Linux computer with a full access to IOs that you typically find on microcontroller-like boards like an Arduino. But because it's a computer, you have access to networking, USB, HDMI outputs to connect it to a monitor. So it really is a full working, hackable Linux computer that you can use like a simple microcontroller. And the best thing about it, it's a whole lot of functionality, whole lot of power, and it's only $45.
So what particular enhancements does the Black BeagleBone have versus the last version?
The BeagleBone, the original, came out about a year and a half ago, and there was a couple optimizations from then. First off, we increased the performance from 720 megahertz up to 1 gigahertz. We also doubled the memory from 256 of DDR2 to 512 of DDR3, so higher performance and more of it. We also put onboard eMMC before you had to boot off of an external SD card. This has performance benefits. It also has cost benefits, which is how we were able to remove part of that cost. And also, we removed some components that were just not commonly used, which, again, allowed us to reduce that price point.
So Texas Instruments is based in Texas. What part of Texas are you from?
The majority of the TI team is based in Dallas. That's headquarters for us.
Tell me a cool thing about living in Dallas. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Everything's bigger and better in Texas. So you can tell from my voice here that I'm actually have a 10-gallon hat, which is a very typical person. Yes. What we do. My boots also kind of give it away, right?
Awesome. And also, Adrian, if you didn't know, I'm giving away a BeagleBone in this week's Nerdy Giveaway. Tell my audience why they want one.
That's awesome. Can I sign up?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, you get a whole lot of performance. It's really hackable. There's hundreds, if not thousands, of projects out there. So if you want to make anything from a 3D printer to a underwater robot to a spider to chase the cats, you can do all those things and much, much more with your very own BeagleBone.
Very fantastic. And ladies and gentlemen, please tell me your ideas on what you would create with the BeagleBone for this week's Nerdy Giveaway. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me today, Adrian. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thanks so much. Looking forward to doing it again.
But wait, before we go, this week's Nerdy Giveaway is none other than the BeagleBone Black, as Mr. Valenzuela pointed out. So let me tell you a bit about this super awesome kit. Whether operating as a standalone single-board computer or in conjunction with other boards, the BeagleBone Black provides an easy access to standard industry interfaces and a well-developed ecosystem of software and tools. Not only that, the original BeagleBone's CAPE plug-in boards are also compatible with the BeagleBone Black, enabling easy integration with previous projects. This bad boy uses a low-cost Satara AM3358 ARM Cortex A8 processor from Texas Instruments. Like its predecessors, the BeagleBone Black is designed to address the open-source community, early adopters, and anyone interested in low-cost ARM Cortex A8-based processors. This kit is equipped with 512 megabytes DDR3, onboard HDMI, 2 gigabytes of onboard flash, and an SDMMC connector for micro SD. So if you want one of these super awesome kits of your very own, head on over to element14.com/fishfry to enter. Or you can just click the link on this week's Fish Frying page that says, "Enter to win a BeagleBone Black, courtesy of Newark Element 14. It's really easy. I mean, really. You should go there now. You know you want to. Hey, just imagine if your Facebook feed had a little EE journal sprinkled in. Now, wouldn't that be awesome? You can like us at facebook.com/EEjournal. You can also check out our tweets at EEjournalTFM and join our circle on Google+. Oh, yes, and by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I should attend, or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of August 30th, 2013, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.